弟兄姐妹平安。
Greetings to you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴可以来英文堂分享。
So grateful to share my testimony to all the English congregation.
你们不用看表，我会看表。
So don't worry about the time. I'll watch the watch.
待会12:30我们有火警。
So we will have the fire drill around 12:30.
你不用担心。
So don't worry about it.
我会结束在12:29。
I can't finish at 12:29.
那我们来思想上帝的话语。
So let's talk about God's
word. 我今天要跟大家分享的是力感之路。
So today's topic is how to overcome.
I can't hear
the voice. 为什么要谈力感呢？
Only one year.
因为呢，在这个时代，很多人有感觉到这种环境非常的难以掌握。很多事情无法改变。所以呢，会感到很无力。不但是你可以看到这个时代的挑战越来越大。
So now we see more challenges, greater challenges in our times.
From our career, from our school.
所以不但是这个成人感到无力感。
So not only the adults will feel powerless.
年轻人也感到无力感。
The young adults, the young men.
曾经有一个这个牧师去探访一个家庭。
So once.A pastor was visiting a family.
那个父母亲告诉这个牧师说，他的儿子呢，这个幼时已经三天没有看到他了。
So the parents told the pastor they haven't seen their youth boy for 3 days.
他都待在房间里面。
So he locked himself in his room.
靠着几瓶矿泉水。
So got a couple bottle of water.
还有泡面。
And instant noodles.
昼伏夜出。
So he will just sleep in the day and got up at night.
因为他在破解那个电动的游戏。
Because he was decoding the video games.
他在生活里有很多的挫折。
So he had a lot of setbacks in his life.
但是他在这个游戏里面，他是一个 hero， 他是一个英雄。
But in the virtual world of games, he found himself be a hero.
你如果看到进到他的房间，你会看他戴一个耳机。
So if you go into his room, you find him with a big headset.
很高兴地喊着说，赢了，赢了，赢了。
And very excited, he will shout, I won, I won, I won.
但是在现实的生活里，
But in his reality,
他感到有很多的挫折。
He felt a lot of tough times.
不但是年轻人会有这样的无力感。
So not only the young people have this feeling of powerlessness.
成年人呢，也很多时候就很多该做的事就不想去做。
Us adults too. How many times we don't do the things we need to do?
甚至放弃了。
And we gave up.
这都是无力感的特征。
So that's how we see the feeling of powerlessness.
但今天的人有无力感，连在2000年前的以赛亚先知他也有无力感。
So not only today we have such feeling, over 2,000 years ago, Prophet Isaiah had such feeling too.
在主前740年。
So 740 BC,
在乌利亚王死亡崩的时候，皇帝驾崩的时候。
So in the year that King Uzziah died,
这个乌西亚王是一个好王，他做王了52年。
So King Uzziah was actually a good king, and he reigned for 52 years.
就像美国总统连任13届。
So probably around 13 terms in here in the United States as president.
这国家非常的富强。
So the country was strong and rich.
但是你要知道，一个好王。过世的时候，全国会不安。
But keep in mind, when the good king died, the country might go into crisis.
而且外面亚述帝国要来攻击。
And Assyria was about to invade them.
那么百姓领袖呢，道德败坏。
And the people, especially the leaders, they were so depraved morally.
而以赛亚面对这种国家的危机，他心里有很深层的无力感。
So when Isaiah was faced with all these crises. He felt so powerless and helpless.
他是不是还要继续传神的信息？有用吗？
So was he still going to spread the gospel, spread God's word? Would that still be even helpful?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，若是你曾经在这种无力感的状态，
So dear brothers and sisters, if you once were in such feeling,
不要灰心。
Please do not lose your heart.
因为我们可以从以赛亚的身上看到他怎么走出他的无力感。
So we actually can learn from Isaiah how he walked out of such feeling.
我今天要告诉你一个好消息。
So we're going to tell you the good news today.
就是有一位能够帮助我们的上帝。
So there will be the help that's our God.
他可以帮助我们。
He can absolutely help us out.
怎么去认识这位上帝呢？
So how do we know God?
他怎么可以成为我们的力量呢？
How can he be our strength?
第一个呢，我们可以看到就是要来认识这位天上王的荣耀跟能力。
So first, we're going to see the glory and the power of God above.
让我们的眼睛不再看到地上的这些总统、地上的王。
So we will not fix our eyes on the earthly kings and those earthly presidents.
而是看着天上的王。
But we fix our eyes upon this heavenly king.
要讲天上的事是很困难的。
It's really hard to describe the heavenly realm.
讲天上的宝座也很困难。
It's hard to portray the throne in heaven.
你发觉要用人的言语描述天上的事情，言语就变成碎片。
So if we want to describe the heavenly realm with a human language, it's really challenging.
所以通常我们描述这个伟大的事情，会先从它周围的环境描述起。
So do we, when we want to describe something great, we will start with something around it, the surroundings.
好像你进到好朋友的房间，看到他墙上都贴着那些 football 明星的照片。
So let's say you walk into a good friend's bedroom and see a lot of posters about the football players.
你就知道他喜欢 football.
And you will know he or she loves football.
这里以赛亚先讲到这个神坐在宝座上，而且是高而又高的宝座。
So here Isaiah told us he saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up.
这个高呢，可以指权柄地位的崇高。
So this high could be his status and his authority.
因为神掌管万有。
Because God's sovereignty is over everything.
但是这个宝座的高也可以指距离上的高。
And this high uplifted could also be positionally.
让我们看思想这宝座的时候，必须仰望抬头看这个宝座。
So when we think about this throne, we will look up and fix our eyes upon the throne.
把自己谦卑下来。
And we humble ourselves.
我想你们可以做一个想象的练习。
So let's do imagination exercise.
你们现在都坐在这个椅子上。
So now you're sitting in your chairs.
想象这个屋顶突然打开。
Imagine this roof is open.
你们被升到这个天空的白云之上。
And you are standing into the sky in the clouds.
之后，白云又被打开。
And the clouds are open next.
你们被带到云河之中。
And you are lifted up to the galaxy.
之后，银河也打开了。
And next, galaxy is open.
不知道是第几度空间。
We don't know which dimension that would be.
你在那里看到一个宝座
，and there you see the throne，
发出荣耀的光芒
，and with glorious，
那个光又庄严又柔和
，and it's majestic，
然后你在那里敬拜
，and you are there to worship。
之后，你被带回到这个银河系里
，and after that you come down to the galaxy，
再回到。这个白云之上
and down to the clouds
最后回到位置上
and back to your original seat
你回来没有
are you back now
这个是就是讲到上帝的崇高
so now we can see the majesty of the Lord
神何等伟大
God is so great
人何等渺小
and what human are so small
这教堂也是很小
in ourChurch is actually pretty small.
因为这边说神的衣圣袍覆盖遮蔽一角遮蔽着他的圣殿。
So for that particular temple, the corner of the train of his robes covered that.
而这宝座旁还有一个很重要，就是撒拉佛。
And next to the throne stood the seraphim.
撒拉佛在旁边飞翔，用六个翅膀飞翔。
And seraphim was flying with six wings.
那么用两个翅膀怎样？遮盖眼睛。
So two wings, he covered his face.
为什么撒拉佛要遮盖眼睛
？Why would he cover his face？
因为他在宝座旁看到宝座的荣耀太过的伟大，所以他遮盖自己的眼睛。
So because he was right next to the throne, and the glory of the throne was so great, he had to cover his face.
撒拉佛是在旧约里是天使。
So in the Old Testament, seraph is actually angel.
叫做火天使，发光的天使。
We call the angel fire; they will be radiant.
但是呢，这个撒拉佛的光比起宝座的光芒，就如同星星跟太阳一样，不能相比。
So the light of the seraph compared to the glory of the Lord is so incomparable, just like the star compared to the sun.
所以当撒拉佛面对宝座的荣耀的光芒的时候，他用两个翅膀遮住眼睛，不敢观看。
So when Seraph is right before the throne, see all that glory of the Lord, he just covered his eyes. He didn't dare to look at God.
他又用两个翅膀飞翔。
And he also used two wings to fly.
还有两个翅膀怎样？遮脚。
Another two to cover his feet.
遮盖他污秽的脚。
To cover his unclean feet.
好像摩西到圣地要脱鞋一样。
Just like Moses, when he was approaching the Holy Land, he had to take off his sandals. 而且
至少有两个以上的撒拉佛在那里对唱 唱歌。
So we could imagine there are at least two seraphim, they were there singing to one another.
他们唱什么？
What do they call each other for?
他们唱 Holy, Holy, Holy.
They sing Holy, Holy, Holy.
什么是圣洁？
So what is holy?
圣洁是分别出来的意思。
So holy means set apart.
像这个地方分别出来叫圣殿。
So this place set apart is called holy temple.
礼拜天被分别出来叫圣日。
So the Sunday set apart as holy day.
那你们坐的椅子被分别出来叫什么？圣椅。
So your chair you're sitting on, consecrated set apart, is called holy chair.
那在教堂厨房的那个煮饭的锅子叫做什么？圣锅。
So the rice cooker in the kitchen, the church kitchen is set apart as the holy cook.
你可以把圣锅带回家里，当你家里的锅子。
Can you take the holy cooker home as your home cooking? No.
不可以，那是属上帝的。
Because that belongs to God.
Holy, 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 三次是最高级，代表全地都是属上帝的。
So holy, holy, holy is actually repeated three times to represent the whole earth belongs to the Lord.
这个宇宙是属上帝的。
The entire universe belongs to the Lord.
地球是属上帝的。
The earth belongs to the Lord.
地球上所有的人都是属上帝的。
And all things and mankind on the earth belong to the Lord.
因为神是万物的拥有者。
Because God is creator of all.
所以以赛亚看到听到那个撒拉佛在那里唱用希伯来人的最高级，好，就是三次的 holy, holy, holy.
So Isaiah heard the seraphim was saying holy, holy, holy three times repetition, the superlative in Hebrews.
这个 holy 其实希伯来文哈叫做 kadosh.
So in Hebrews, holy is pronounced as kadosh.
那三次就是 kadosh, kadosh, kadosh.
So we repeat three times will be kadosh, kadosh, kadosh.
那我听这个希伯来文的时候，我发觉很有意思。当这个希伯来文的这个拉比念的时候呢，都是念希伯来文，可是念到这一节的时候呢，他改成用唱的。
So when I'm listening to the rabbi reading the scriptures.He was reading, but when it comes to this particular part, holy, 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 he will start singing.
不能用念，要用唱的。
So we cannot just read it, we must sing it.
因为太特别。
Because too special.
我让大家来听一下这一段，好吗？
So let's listen to this part.
פרק ו' בשנת מות המלך עוזיהו וירא את אדוני יושב על כיסא רם ונישא ושולב מלאים את ההיכל. סרפים עומדים ממעל לו, שש כנפיים, שש כנפיים לאחד, בשתיים יחסה פניו, ובשתיים יחסה רגליו, ובשתיים יעופף. וקרא זה אל זה ואמר, קדוש, 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 אדוני צבאות, מלוך כל הארץ כבודו. וינועו אמות הסיפים.
听到了没有？
Did you hear that?
Kadosh. Kadosh, Kadosh. 神的荣光遍满全地。
So the whole earth is filled with God's glory.
这是以赛亚所听到的这个看到的异象。
So that's the vision Isaiah heard and saw. And he's full of awe.
而圣洁不但是代表是属于上帝。
So holy is not only you belong to God.
如果你真的看到上帝高高的宝座。
If you really see God in his throne high and lifted up.
听到天使唱这个圣洁，神的圣洁。
And hear the seraphims, the angels sing about his glory, his holiness.
看到全地充满上帝的荣光。
And the whole earth filled up with his glory.
我们就要过一个圣洁的生活。
Then we will know we must live a holy life.
除去心中的污秽。
We must get rid of all the filth in our heart.
来到上帝的面前。
And come before the Lord.
你会说，当我们看到上帝的荣耀的时候，他是有能力的神。
So when I see God's glory, you will see His might.
他乐意帮助我们。
He's willing to help us.
你说，那我是那么的污秽，我怎么能够跟上帝相连呢？
And you might ask, how can I, such an unclean person, be united with God?
我们要看到我们自己的问题。
And we need to see our own problems.
在圣洁的神面前，我们看到我们里面的欲望。
So before the Holy Lord, we will see the desires in our heart.
欲望其实是好的。
Desire may not be bad.
吃是好的。
So we will eat, that's not bad.
但是欲望过了神的界限就是不好的。
The desire goes above God's limit.
暴饮暴食便不好的。
That will not be good. If you overeat, that will not be good.
性欲是好的。
So sex is not good, it's not bad.
但在婚姻之外的话就是不好的。
But sex outside the marriage will not be good.
言语说话是好的。
Speaking is good.
但是论断人就是污秽的。
But when you judgmentally talk, that will be filthy.
赚钱是好的。
Make money is good.
但把钱当偶像被捆绑就是不好的。
But if you worship money and being enslaved by money, that's not good.
只有在上帝圣洁的光中，我们才知道我们内心的欲望有没有过了线。
So only in God's holy glory we will see if the desires in our heart are beyond His limits.
而以赛亚在上帝的面前，他看到自己真的是污秽的人。
So before the Lord, Isaiah did see himself as unclean.
他说我 lost, 我是一个 unclean lip.
And he said, I am lost for a man of unclean lips.
先知最重要的是就是言语。
So for a prophet, lips are so important.
他承认自己的言语是 unclean, 是不洁净的。
He confessed his lips are unclean.
所以在上帝面前，他向神认罪。
Before the Lord, he confessed his sins.
求神洁净内心的这个污秽。
Ask the Lord to cleanse all the filth in his heart.
感谢神，看到神愿意住在我们中间。
Thank God he's willing to dwell in it with us.
这时候有一个沙拉佛就飞到他面前，拿着红炭沾他的口。
So at that time, one of the seraphim flew to him and have in his hand a burning coal to touch his lips.
说你的罪洁净了。
And your guilt is taken away.
被炭这个烧的炭烫口，那是何等的痛。
Can you imagine how afflicting it will be to be touched by the burning coal to your lips?
当我们认罪的时候，会心里感到痛。
When you confess your sin, you'll feel the agony.
因为要把那个真爱的不洁的欲望拿掉，我们会痛苦。
So it will be painful to be taken away the sinful things you cherish in your heart.
但是呢，被拿掉的时候却很轻松。
But once it's taken away, you'll feel so much relieved.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们心里得着洁净。
And will cleanse our heart.
让我们经历到跟神认罪以后，我们认罪以后呢，我们这个心就得洁净，神就住在我们中间，我们就得力量，路就会打开。
So if we confess our sins, our hearts will be cleaned, and God will dwell with us, and will be powered by God, and we'll find our way out.
当我们跟神和好的时候，你会发觉我们开始听得到神的声音。
So when we reconciled with God, we start to hear God's voice.
以赛亚被洁净后，听到神说我可以差遣谁呢？
So Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send?
我可以差遣谁呢？
Whom shall I send?
然后呢，以赛亚听到了神的声音，他就很高兴的呼喊说：“我在这里。”
And Isaiah heard the Lord's voice. He joyfully responded, "Here I am."
可以看到以赛亚好像在那个对着这位伟大的神说：“我在这里。”
And you could see Isaiah right in front of the Almighty God. He joyfully said, "Here I am."
请差遣我。
Please send me.
让我们在主的面前一起来寻求神的荣耀跟能力。
So let's seek God's glory and His power in front of the Almighty Holy God.
承认自己内心的污秽的欲望。
And let's confess all the unfilthy thoughts in our heart.
需要被洁净。
They need cleansing.
神住在我们的心里。
And let God dwell in our heart.
让我们心里的火被神的火点燃。
And let the fire in our heart be enkindled by the Lord.
得着力量。
And we'll get the strength from Him.
路就打开了。
And we'll see the way out.